Andrew Leonard is a 26-year-old information technology consultant. He's losing his health coverage because it does not meet the standards required under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Leonard says a new plan will cost him three times as much, and the only expanded coverage he will receive is for medical care for children.
I don't have any kids, and when I do have kids, I would probably get their own insurance plan or change it at that point. Why do I have to change it now?
More than 3 million Americans are now losing insurance plans that do not comply with the new health care law, seemingly contradicting a promise made by President Obama during his reelection campaign that if you like your health care, you can keep it. Dr. Kavita Patel, a health care reform expert at the Brookings Institution, says in many cases new policies are required under Obamacare to ensure equal coverage for men and women with children or without to equally share costs.
You shouldn't have to pay more just because you were a woman, which is what had been happening before. So as a result, we had a much more nationwide policy that did not necessarily penalize you for being a woman. And as a result of that, we've got benefits that apply to both men and women.
But she says these changes should not significantly increase the cost of plans and that most young people will qualify for a government subsidy when they enroll. Critics of Obamacare, like Republican Senator Lamar Alexander, say the law is too complex and gives government too much control over the system.
It's a law transforming our health care delivery system in the wrong direction, we believe, by increasing premiums, canceling insurance plans, destroying relationships with doctors, raising taxes.
Andrew Leonard says if he can't find an affordable alternative, he may drop his insurance completely and pay a fine for not having coverage.
I'm not exactly sure what all the numbers are. I haven't researched it enough. But if it ends up being that that it's cheaper to pay to go without health insurance, I just won't go to the doctor most of the year. And if something happens, you know, I'll hold off as much treatment until open enrollment comes along.
Dr. Patel says these technical glitches and policy cancellations could threaten the entire system if they discourage young and healthy Americans from enrolling.
I think all of this causes me great concern that people are now feeling as if the promise about having affordable health care is not attainable.
She says over time, Obamacare will stabilize costs if these problems are addressed and more people enter the marketplace. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.